And so, praise God, in the 17th chapter of the book, amen, praise God, of the Acts, we find, amen, that Paul, as his manner is, amen, praise God, is going into the synagogue, amen, praise God, to bring forth a revelation, amen, of the word of the God. To point, amen, praise God, to, amen, praise God, this Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. We are to be appreciative of the fact that God, amen, used Paul, praise God, to point, amen, praise God, to an exclusive Jesus. Not a general Jesus, can you say amen? But amen, praise God, a Jesus that was Jesus all by himself. What Jesus is that, praise God, that Jesus is the Jesus that is, amen, praise God, the anointed one, that Jesus is the one that is the Messiah. And as he preaches to them, praise God, in that 17th chapter of the book of Acts, praise God, he opens and allegedly, amen, praise God, makes it clear to them, amen, praise God, where his, amen, position on this Jesus is. And he lets them know, amen, praise God, of a certainty of his, amen, conviction, can you say amen, that this, amen, Jesus has fulfilled what God has prophesied, amen, praise God, would be coming and would be done. And so, amen, he says, praise God, that it was necessary that Christ, amen, praise God, anoint, amen, he says, Christ, that is the Messiah. Amen, it is necessary that Christ must needs have suffered. And so when Messiah comes, and the hope of Israel was for a Messiah, was for a deliverer, amen, praise God, it would be necessary for him, amen, to suffer, amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. He says also that he should have risen also from the dead. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, Paul is, amen, attaching to Messiah, amen, praise God, attributes, can you say amen, and works that will be, amen, associated with him. It is not unlike, amen, praise God, the affirmation that God sends back, amen, praise God, with the disciples of John when they come to ask him, art thou he that should come, or shall we look for another? And amen, praise God, and God, amen, sets those aside that would question him, amen, praise God, for them to observe the works that were done. And amen, praise God. Why? Because the works that were done, amen, would give testimony, amen, to who he was. And so, praise God, he set them aside and sent them back. And amen, praise God, after they observed, and he told them to go tell John, amen, praise God, that the blind see, amen, that the deaf hear, that the lame are walking, and that the poor had the gospel preached unto them. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, amen, praise God. There is, amen, praise God, affirmation of who this Jesus is, amen, by the works that he has done. And so, praise God, when Paul preaches, amen, concerning him, amen, praise God, he wants, amen, praise God, them to know, amen, praise God, that this Jesus that we are talking about, amen, is very Messiah. This Jesus is Christ. Amen, praise God. He wants it to be understood, amen, praise God, that he, this Jesus, has fulfilled, amen, praise God, the requirements that Scripture had laid down. And amen, the same Jesus that I'm talking to you about, amen, is very Christ. Amen. So many times, praise God, we assumed that Jesus, praise God, was, amen, identified
as the Christ, but no, he was just another Jesus in the eyes of many. Can we say amen? But we don't serve just another Jesus. We serve the Jesus that is the Christ. Can we say amen? And amen. We've got to know, amen, beyond a shadow of a doubt that this Jesus is a Christ. When we, amen, praise God, are apostolic, amen, and the apostolic preachers are always going to be preaching in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise God. There's going to be, amen, praise God, by the apostolics, amen, praise God, always preaching, amen, praise God, about Jesus. Can we say amen? And so if we are going to preach, amen, praise God, in the name of Jesus, then we've been given instruction by God, amen, praise God, how we are to preach in the name of Jesus. Because if we're going to preach as the apostolics, amen, praise God, in the name of Jesus, then we got to preach repentance in his name. Amen, praise God. If we're going to preach as apostolics, then praise God, we're going to be preaching, amen, praise God, remission of sins in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise God. Why? Because, amen, under the authority that God has given us to declare and proclaim his word, when we preach in the name of Jesus, we're going to preach a baptism, amen, that, amen, reflects that name and that name alone. Not only, praise God, will we preach a baptism that reflects that name, but we will preach as the Lord told us, amen, in my name, that repentance and remission of sin shall be preached beginning at Jerusalem in my name. Can we say thank you, Jesus? But, amen, what often we do as apostolic, we preach in the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God, we want to be reminded, praise God, that there is a necessity of preaching the name of Jesus. Wait a minute, Pastor. Amen. If I'm preaching in the name of Jesus, ain't I preaching? Amen. Praise God. The name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, the preaching of the name of Jesus, amen, is setting this name aside exclusively and to let everybody know that there's no other name like this name. That this name alone, hallelujah, praise God, has been exalted by God. Amen, praise God. Amen, we've got them to be able to focus on the preaching, not only that is in the name of Jesus, because God instructed us to do that, but we've got to remind, amen, praise God, men and women, that this Jesus that we preach is very Christ. Y'all need to give him a praise. Hallelujah, praise God. Listen, it's not enough, amen, to talk about Jesus of Nazareth, because pre-adventure, amen, there were some more Jesuses that were born that lived in Nazareth. So it could have been another Jesus of Nazareth. Can you say amen? Amen. It's not enough, amen, to say amen. Well, I'm talking about Mary's baby Jesus, because pre-adventure, it could have been a whole lot of other Jewish mothers that had a son that they named Jesus. And so, hallelujah, praise God, amen, the Mary, amen, that birthed, amen, praise God, that Jesus might not be the Mary that birthed another Jesus. Can we say amen? But amen, when we focus on the exclusivity of the name of Jesus, we set this name apart, amen, from every other Jesus, amen, because the Lord said that many will come in my name and will deceive many. But amen, praise God, but we've got to know, amen, praise God, that the name that we call and exalt above everything to separate this Jesus from every other Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And the way we do it is recognizing what this Jesus has done. Amen. Because what he has done, nobody else has ever done. No one has died for your sin and for your redemption. That Jesus, amen, praise God, the one that went to the grave in our behalf, got up on the third day morning, got up to reign and to rule, amen, over death, hell, and the grave. This Jesus is Christ, the one that saw us, amen, in our lowest state, and didn't let us die in our sin, but reached out, amen, to us where we were, to lift us out of our condition, to turn us around, to give us a new hope and a new reason for living. This Jesus is Christ. Amen. Praise God. Paul, amen. Praise God. Drew into the minds of those that he was teaching in the synagogue that there ain't nobody like my Jesus. Anybody got that testimony today? Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody like my Jesus. Amen. Ain't nobody like me like he loved me.
Is Christ. He can break chains because he has.
Hallelujah. Didn't look like much. It was proven. Tell your neighbor.
Yeah.
Jesus, that I'm preaching unto you, this Jesus is